We are continuing here our travel through the second parak of Maseches Trumas, and we are discussing hafrashas. We're continuing first, before we get to the next Mishnah, we're continuing what we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, about the chilek between doing an Isser, Bishogeg, Bemezid, is there a type of Knas or not? And we had the three different shitas in the Tanaim about Maisa Shabbos, based on the Tosefta and Shabbos, and we passed on like Rabbi Yehuda, the middle one. There were really four opinions, because we added on a Brisa from the, that added on a fourth opinion, the most Machmir. And we noted that there might even be a chiluk between a daraisa and a derabanan, the Isurei derabanan. And ironically, sometimes you might say that even Isurei derabanan are more chamor, because in people's eyes, people take it less seriously, and therefore we might, on a derabanan level, in certain cases, be more wont to fine in those cases. That's what the Gemara said in the middle of Chaf Aleph and Mabez. The Gemara said, right, so we're more worried about the shehia, about leaving things from before Shabbos, because it's a derabanan and people won't take that as seriously, more than people actually cooking on Shabbos. So in terms of lemaisa, people's viewpoint, so they would definitely take daraisas more seriously than derabanans. But in terms of conceptual analysis, they're also very different types of isurim. Different types of isurim, right? Some suggest it's not the befeirish. There are rishonim and meseches nedarim that are against this, but just misvara, it might make sense to us that by to be mechalik between daraisas and derabanans, isurei daraisa we might call isurei chefza. Inherently, let's say something not kosher. So that those atoms, those molecules are poisonous for my neshama. Hashem said it's usur, so it's inherently usur. While isurei derabanan. Did the Rabbanan change the status of the molecules of this item? No, they just told me not to do it. So they could control and make rules for normative practice, but not dafka changing realities. So that's why makes sense in a certain way to say that Isurei Daraisa or Isurei Chefza, while Isurei Darabanan are Isurei Gavra. They focus on the person. And even that, you might say, how do you define chefza? How do you define gavra? You might say, but everything can be defined in both ways, right? You're not allowed to eat pig. I'm not allowed to eat pig. So pig could also be isurei gavra. And maybe the rabbanan do have the power to affect the chefza. So a number of achronim try to formulate what is gavra, what is chefza. The Avnei Nezer in a Tshuvin Arachayim in Simin Lamed Zayin, he says, Isurei gavra nomar al maisa asher poge malas ha'adam. Isurei gavra are where the avera affects my neshama. Not every avera affects the neshama in the same way. But isurei gavra are where it affects my neshama. Kigon shkatsim v'ramatsim. Sh'ne'amar v'lo seshaktsu astaf shoseichem. Anshei kodesh tiyun li. So it's kind of the opposite. We might have thought that machalas asuros are isurei chefza, while many other averas are isurei gavra. Here he's saying certain machalas asuros are gavra, because they affect my neshama. Ki lefi malas Yisrael ein nevelos ushkatzim ruyim lahem. Ze isurei gavra. Aval hanene me hahektish ozar sha'achal truma. But what if I eat, if I benefit from hektish? Or if I'm a zero weight truma, like we had recently. So then it's isurei chefza, because then I'm being mezalzel in the chefza. There's a davar shebekdusha here, truma, kadshim, hula hefech, shemiskarev al davar shula malami madregaso, ki echikrav zaral truma, vehedyud al kadshi shemayim, ze isur chefza. According to that, almost everything will be isurei gavra, because how many dvarim shebekdusha are involved in averis? Right, we have kadshim, we have truma, that's about it. Right, almost every other avera is going to be lachor. According to that, would be chefza. But there are others. The Rav Asher Weiss in Bamidbar also talks about this. But it's not beferish that this should be the case of derabanans versus daraisas. And there's just the nesivus. Maybe just we'll finish with this. The nesivus in Reish Lama Dalid in Choshe Mishpat discusses the sheet of the Rambam. It was quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago, that if somebody sells me food and it ends up being not kosher and I ate it already, so do I get my money back? I ate not kosher, so is it a mekatos? Do I get my money back? So there's a chilek between Drabanans and Daraisas. If it was an Issa Daraisa, you get your money back. If it was an Issa Drabanan, you don't get your money back. Why not? Why not? That's the Rambam quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Explains the deceivers, because if you didn't nisid rabbanon b'shogeg, you didn't know about it, you don't even need kapara. You don't need kapara for that. The whole point of an nisid rabbanon is that you violated and you went against the words of the rabbanon. So if you didn't go against the words of the rabbanon, because you even know it was aser, a nisid rabbanon b'shogeg, you don't need kapara for that. But by nisid daraisa, right? We don't. If you do a chil Shabbos by accident b'shogeg, you have to bring a karban. Right, you have to do tshuva for an issa daraisa b'shogeg. Why? Explains the deceivers, because that was, I ate something that was usur, the molecules, abhorrent, and, for my neshama. So therefore, it's, even though I did it b'shogeg, I did still did something wrong. You need kapar for that, which shows that there was a problem with the transaction. So that deceivers is used for the chilik of isuri daraisa, isuri darabanan, chepsa gavra. The Meshachachme in Parsha Shoftim quotes that deceivers, in the context of explaining lo sasser. Okay, so that's the little bit. The Gemara was bechalik in terms of people's mindset, but in terms of conceptual analysis, that also could be chilukim. But we just mentioned a few sources, but the chiluk is not clear in the Rishonim. So let's continue now. Tani, we're a couple of lines up. We're speaking a little bit about shehiya, about bishul derabanan, gzeiras derabanan from before Shabbos. Tani continues the Tosefta that we mentioned. This is in the fourth parak. Lo tamale isha kedera asasios v'termesid. A person should not, a woman should not fill up a pot of asasios and termesin. Right, these are items that have a unique cooking status. We'll see in a minute what's the uniqueness. V'tidin l'tochatana erev Shabbos v'chashecha. You can't put these into the pot right before Shabbos because there is a chshash. There's an issur d'rabbanan, and there's a chshash of shem yichata. Because you might come to stoke the coals by these foods. And therefore, it is usur to leave them. This is the isur, as we mentioned yesterday, of shehiyah. Why are these unique? Why are these special? Because, the Ras Tzilia quotes the Machlokes, because we've shown him. Are these special because they take so long to cook? And therefore, there's achshash, they take so long to cook, I'm going to want to hasten their cooking, and therefore I'm going to stoke the coals. Is that what it is? You see the Rasir Leo? Asasios. Minkinis is a type of legume, shetzrichin bishul biyoser. Kach pirish Rashi. That's what Rashi says. It takes very long. Right, that's termesin also. We mentioned a few weeks ago. Termesin take a long time to cook. That's the Gemara in Beitza that says, we're worse than termesin, we Jews. Right, at least this, the termesin cook a bunch of times and then they finally like get soft. Right, we Jews are amkshe oref. Right, we get potched a few times and we still don't. Okay, but that's Rashi. Rashi pshat is that it takes a long time to cook and therefore you might come to soak the coals. Vaha Rambam kasav, bepera gimel, hilcha Shabbos, bepnei she'enan tzrichen bishal arbe. No, they're very easy to cook. I want to eat them now. They're very quick. And therefore, I want to eat them. And therefore, I might come to stoke the coals in that way. So either way, this is an example of the Isser of Shehiyah, leaving it on the flame before Shabbos. We spoke about yesterday the machlokas between Hananya and the Rabbanan, Lamaisa. How do you leave? How are we mashe in a mutter way? Remember, Hananya says, as long as it's machlok ben drusoy, then it doesn't eat anything. And the Rabbanan say, no, even if it's past that, and even if it's mevusha called tzarchon, it's something viyafilo, right? It always needs something. We try to be makro like that in the chadchila, unless there's an impossibility to be makro like that. But that's the halacha, and the Tosefta continues, vimnasna, and if I did it, asur lamozi Shabbos ad kedei shiyasu. And if I did it, if I violated shehiya on Erev Shabbos, so then I'm not allowed to benefit from that for sure on Shabbos, but even after Shabbos, and I have to wait the time of b'chdei sheyasu, enough time that I could have done it after Shabbos. So therefore, that's considered not getting any hana'ah on Shabbos. Even if I would benefit from it right after Shabbos, that would be considered hana'ah mimaisa Shabbos, because I didn't wait the amount of time that I could have done it after Shabbos. Good. Before we get to the next line, the idea of the according to the Rashi. So Rashi says this is almost raw. It takes a long time to cook. Therefore, there's a gzeira. Interesting. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's kind of the opposite. So halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Nun Gimel, right by the Isser of Shehiyah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Heter based on the Gemara of Kedera Chaisa. What's Kedera Chaisa? Let's say I have a pot that I'm doing Shehiyah and. There are chashos that maybe I can't cover the flame. In the olden days, there was an open fire. How do you don't want to stoke the coals? There's something called kedera chaisa, which means if I throw in a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, totally raw, That's an act of gilui das. I am being megale that I am not interested in this food getting ready anytime soon. And therefore, that's a heter. Right? That's a heter of kedera chaisa, throwing in a raw piece of meat. If you do that, then that shows that you're not going to think about it because it just takes so long to cook, and therefore it would be mutter to just leave it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes this at the beginning of Rishon Gimel. Since it's totally raw, I'm going to be mesiach das until, because basically, even if I soak the coals, it's not going to get ready anytime soon. So that's a heter. And by the morning, it'll cook even without my stoking it. The Mishnah Berurah there, Sifkatan Tess, Dafka Basar Chai, Shei Efshar Lizbashal Atzorach Sudas Halayla. Dafka, piece of meat, a raw piece of meat, which is not going to get cooked, even with a little stoking, until the next morning. Aval Yarek Vashar Dvarim, if it's a vegetable, this is not talking about a raw carrot, because that will get cooked in an hour. Shem Kali Bisho Lo Mahani Mashu Chai. That wouldn't help. So that's a heter. Many assume, not all, but many assume that this heter does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Because two reasons. Number one, our cooking agents, crock pots or pots on the blech, cook much faster than in the days of old. Right? Than a flame that's going to go out soon. So there's never a Gili Das. Because in 3 hours from now, it'll be edible, it'll be cooked, it'll be rare, whatever it is. That's why if you look in the Otros HaShabbos, the Shvises HaShabbos, number one, our cooking mechanisms and kalim are much faster. And number two, we accept Shabbos earlier. We accept Shabbos at the time we're putting stuff in, right, let's say, Halakas Neiros is 20 minutes before, and then when are we putting this piece of raw? 10, 15 minutes before that. So by the time Shabbos comes, it's not totally so raw. Not totally so raw, but if you look in the Shvises HaShabbos, it's one of the Achronim from the 20th century. Ulafize ledidan lo shchiach haheter shel basar chai de'ein anu regilin la'acher kol kach milakabel Shabbos ar chashecha mamish. Uveprapi Yerushalayim mir hakodesh shebekabel Shabbos yosem mechatzis shoa kodem shkia memela ein shayach haheter de basar chai. Well, we don't have that heter today. Da'ad de'tech hashev hu kfar bashil asher techshach. It's already going to be semi-cooked. That's why go like Hananya, minimum, like the Rabbanon, maximum, in terms of the heter of Kedera Chaisa. Okay, let's continue. So we have this Brisa. The Brisa says that you're not allowed to put these in because there's a chashash of cooking them. And if you put them in, if I violated this at the Rabbanon of Shehiya, then I have to wait b'chdei sheyasu. So who is this going like? Which of the four Tanoim that we had yesterday is this following? So Rav Acha Amar b'mezid Rabbi Meir. Rav Acha says it's talking about mezid and Rabbi Meir. Remember, Rabbi Meir was the most makel opinion. Rabbi Meir says, if you cooked it b'mezid, it's usher today. If you cooked it b'shogeg, so then it's even mutter today, even for you. No chilek between lo and acherim. So maybe this brisa, which says you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos, is like Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Yossi Amar b'shogeg Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember we pass on like, and it's b'shogeg, because Rabbi Yossi says or Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it was b'shogeg, you can't get hanah today. It's Maisa Shabbos. Right, so therefore you see, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you can't get any anah from Maisa Shabbos. Rabbi Meir says you can if it was done b'shogeg. So Amar Rabbi Mana, Yos Amar Rabbi Yossi. I think Rabbi Yossi is right. I think Rabbi Yossi, who says this is like Rabbi Yehuda, is correct, because he's the one. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says you can't get any benefit from Maisa Shabbos, as we're about to see in the following brisa. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says b'chdei sheyasu. So that reflects the shita that you can't get benefit from anything done on Shabbos, which would be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, right? Rabbi Meir said you can as long as it was done b'shogeg, but Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says not. So therefore, Rabbi Mana thinks that Rabbi Yossi is right, that this brisa of the Tormesin is like Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see that? From the following brisa. The following brisa teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda does not allow any Maisa Shabbos, any Hanah from Shabbos. Hanoteh b'Shabbos. So this is, again, we have this in our Mishnah, but there are going to be other opinions. This is clearly a brisa. If there are any plants on Shabbos, b'shogeg yekayim b'mezid yakar. If it was b'shogeg, you could leave it in. And b'mezid, you have to uproot. You have to uproot the tree. U'b'shvias, b'shogeg b'mezid yakar. Like our Mishnah said, Shemitah is more chamor than Shabbos. Shemitah is more chamor. We'll see why in the Gemara. Shogeg and mezid, The Gemara is going to explain why it's more chamer. Even b'shogeg, you have to rip it out. To rip it out during what you planted during Shemitah. Reb Yehuda omer chilaf advarim. Reb Yehuda says no, the opposite. B'shvius, there's a chilek. B'shogeg yekayim b'mezid yakar. B'shabbos, b'shogeg b'mezid yakar. Shabbos is more chamer. Why is Shabbos more chamer according to Reb Yehuda? Mipnei shahanoyah Shabbos alav. Because the hanoah of Shabbos is on him, and it's usur to get hanoah from Shabbos. Hanoah Shabbos alav. See the fourth line of the Marafolda. Shenehneh mi Shabbos. Because you're getting hanoah from Shabbos. V'chsivbo kodesh hi, as we had, right? It is kodesh. Shabbos is kodesh. And we compare ma kodesh asur banah, af maisa Shabbos asur banah. Right? It says it's kodesh. So he doesn't go as far as Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That may be also daraisa and more chamor, but at least he has a certain level of understanding of that pasuk that you can't get any hanah from Maisa Shabbos. V'kan, and here too, in the brisa that we just quoted, on the bottom of the previous amud, mikivan sha'ato mer hamtin lemotzi Shabbos ar kadeshiyasu, since, what does that brisa say? Well, the brisa says, kadeshiyasu, who is that reflecting? That's, why do you need that? So why do you need that? So that you will not have gotten any benefit from Shabbos. That's why you have to wait in the time that it could have taken to prepare it after Shabbos. So, and that's the shita of Reb Yehuda. So that's why Reb Yehuda says, I think that interpretation is right. That brisa is the shita, is reflecting the shita of Reb Yehuda. Matam derabanan. What's the reason for the rabanan in the brisa or in our Mishnah? Why is Shemitah more chamor than Shabbos? By Shemitah, if you plant a tree on Shabbos, as long as it was done b'shogeg, you don't have to rip it out. But Shemitah, you have to rip it out even if it was done b'shogeg. Right? Why is Shvius more chamor? So, machlokas, 2 days in the Gemara. Number one, I think we might have had this back earlier in one of the other Masechtas. Nechshadu al ha-shvius lo nechshadu al Shabbos. Number one, like we said on yesterday's daf, people take Shabbos more seriously. Chashud. Right? People are more chashud on Shvius. Meaning why? What do you mean chashid? They'll plant it on purpose, b'mezin. But they'll say it was done b'shogeg. People might do that during Shemitah. Shabbos, they're not going to do that. They're not going to plant on Shabbos, b'mezin. So if they say they did it b'shogeg, we assume they did it b'shogeg. We don't think people are going to take Shabbos with an Isser Kares, an Isser Morchamor. So that's answer number one. Nechshadu al Shvius, people don't take Shvius as seriously as they do Shabbos. And Shabbos obviously is Chamor. And the Mishnah Berurah in the Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos discusses the Chumra nature of Shabbos and the importance of learning all of these halachas. He says Shabbos is more Chamor for three different reasons. Right? And that's why maybe it's more Chamor in people's minds. Number one, as I just referred to, if Onshim reflect Chumra Sa'avera, so Shabbos has the most Chamor Onesh. Shabbos is skila and kares. Ure'e is chomer ha'avon. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Hakdama to Chela Gimel. Ure'e is chomer ha'avon sheyesh be'isr chilul Shabbos. Look at the seriousness of the sin. Talo yadua sheyesh kama chilke anoshim shel avonos. We know that there are different levels of onshim. Different levels of onshim. We don't understand all of them, but we have a general idea. Yeshin yarnim shech shadim over aleinu rak isr asei bilvad. Some things, if I violate them, that's a bitul asei. That's an isr asei. There's no punishment. Except midrabanan maybe. But if I don't wear tefillin one day, it's terrible. It's terrible. But it's an isser asay. There's no los asay. I'm not going to get punished for that. Chamor mizeh, avona sheishel an isser lav. More chamor is an isser lav. Right? Lav that would get malchus. Right? Lav get malchus. If I wear shatnas. If I eat pig. Right? All of those are isser lavin. Chamor mizeh, avona sheishel an isser b'dei shamayim. More chamor than that is misa b'dei shamayim. Azor that eats truma. Bisabay Shamayim, Chomer Mizeh Ame Avona Sheishalein Is Onish Kares. More Chomer than that is Sir Kares, right? Chomer Mizeh, and Malacha on Yom Kippur. Chomer Mizeh Osan Sheishalein Misabay Adam. And that's the most Chomer. But even within that, there's four levels. Skila Srefa Hera Chenek. Misas Chenek, Lamala Mizeh Sayev, Lamala Mizeh Srefa, Lamala Mikulam, Skila. Kiya Chomer Sheba Misos. Again, not that it happens so often. Right? The Mishnah is in Makkos, remember, once every 70 years. It's very, very unusual for Bezin to ever have to put somebody to death. But there's a lot, many dafim in Sanhedrin about these halachas, because it's meant to teach us. It's meant to teach us, even if it's not lamaisa. It's meant to teach us about the seriousness, or the not as serious, all these aveiras. So number one, Shabbos is more chamor because of the chumras aveira. Number two, we know the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Chulin tells us that if somebody is a mumar for a certain aveira, that does not make him a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. If somebody is a mumar for shatnez, they don't believe in, they think shatnez is silly, I want to wear this jacket, it's my most comfortable jacket. I know what a shatnez is. But he can still count for a minion. And he doesn't make Yayin Nesach. And he's not a mumar l'chala tarakula. But somebody who is a mumar l'shabbos is a mumar l'chala tarakula. Just like a mumar l'avodah zarah. So mumar l'avodah zarah, you understand. L'avodah zarah is the basis of everything. So if he doesn't believe. But if he's a mumar l'shabbos, so that's again, reflects the seriousness of Shabbos. Number two. And number three, he says the Kabbalistic idea, which he mentions in a number of his farim. V'gam tzorach l'das. Haramach mitzvah shebetorah shehitil Hashem yisbarach ala adam. There are 248 mitzvahs aseh that Hashem placed on a person. They are neged, 248 limbs of a person. Evarim sheba adam. V'kihichi dibe evarim nimsa evarim shonim. And just like in our body, there are different types of limbs. There are some limbs that I can live without. It would be terrible, but I could live without a finger, a toe. Da'afim yachzeru afshe hefsidu rav ma'od afalpike nikra rakshu b'shem ba'mum. V'yesh, but others, shadei chesronos aveinu yochal lichyos apanei tevel. But there are some limbs that you can't live without. Kigon, shenitas rosho, nikras garlibo, the brain, or the heart, or the lungs. So too by mitzvahs. So too by mitzvahs. Kenu gamkin b'yoni mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach. Shaleim gamkin ksiv, the pasuk says, asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai bohem. The mitzvahs give us life. Kihu chayecha v'orach yamecha. And many psukim say that. Yesh mitzvahs, some mitzvahs that if a person is negligent, hu nikra la'olam haba, rak b'shem ba'mum. He goes to olam haba, but he's going to be a ba'mum if he doesn't do a specific mitzvah. And that's a g'nai gadol la'netzach. It's terrible, but he's still going to get in. He's still going to get a ticket. Still going to get a ticket to the big game. But if somebody, yikaye, but if I'm missing one of the mitzvahs that you can't, you can't live without, it's like that body part, it's like a brain or a heart or the lungs. So he says, obviously, Shabbos is one of those. Shabbos is one of those, and therefore, that's why, all this is the reason why Shabbos is chomer in people's eyes. Like, first day of the Gemara. Why is, in our Mishnah, and in the Brisa, why, if I plant a tree on Shabbos b'shogeg, I do not have to rip it out. But if I plant a tree in Shemitah b'shogeg, I do have to rip it out, because people take Shabbos more in a more serious fashion. So number one, chashan. Davar acher, a different shot. Why? Monin l'shvius vein monin l'shabbosos. People count to Shemitah. Meaning, let's say 4 years later, we're going to make a celebration because this is Ravai, and now I'm allowed to partake of it. Right? Jews are into the ages of their trees, right? Their fruit trees. Arla and Ravai. So people are going to say, I'm going to go backwards. They're going to think, oh, so 4 years back, this is Ravai, Mazel Tov, almost 4 years ago. Oh, Shemitah. Oh, I didn't realize you're allowed to plant trees during Shemitah. Wow. Very nice. So we're going to count backwards. Shabbos, 4 years from now, you're not going to know what day of the week this was planted on. That's not a chash that we're going to think, oh, you're allowed to plant on Shabbos. But people are going to be moaning l'shvius. So that's why you have to rip it out. If it was planted during Shemitah. We don't want people to come to the false realization that maybe it was mutter to plant during Shemitah. Hey Chavida, what's the nafkamina? Between the two reasons, whether the reason you have to rip it out during Shemitah is because people are chashered on Shemitah, people don't take it seriously, and they'll do it b'mezid, and they'll say it did a b'shogig, or monin. So the Gemara gives two different nafkaminas. Not tapachad b'shloshim yom lefnei shviyas v'nechlas l'shviyas. What if somebody planted within a month before Shemitah? So we had a lot of this way back in Shemitah. We said that you're not only not allowed to plant during Shemitah, you can't plant right before Shemitah when it's going to take root in Shemitah. And we had a machlokas. How long is that? 3 days, 2 weeks, or a month? So this Gemara, let's assume a month, according to that day. So let's say somebody did that. So if somebody did that, planted 3 weeks before Shemitah, he obviously is wary and knows about Shemitah. That's why he's dafka doing it now. But he probably doesn't know about that extra halacha, that you can't even plant right before Shemitah, with the roots going in. So if Yidavka did this, we're not choshed him that he's a balavaryan, and he really did it b'mezid, and he's faking it. Yidavka did it before Shemitah. So, not so really, in terms of years, we're going to count Shemitah as year one. But in terms of the guy's mentality, we don't think he's in Balavera. So in Tamar Chshad, if we say the issue is Chshad, that people are going to plant him amazing and say they did it for Shogig, ain't Chshad. There's no Chshad. Because this guy, Dafka, did it beforehand because he doesn't want to plant during Shemitah. He just doesn't know the extra halacha. But in Tamar Monin, but if you say the issue is counting, Yeshkan Monin, this is going to be a problem. Because in 3 years from now, people aren't going to know that it was before Shemitah. They're going to think, oh, the first year of Shemitah, and they're going to work backwards and think it's a problem. And also the other way, the second Afgamina. Not tapachad b'shloshim yom lifnei shminis v'nechras ha-shminis. You planted it 2 weeks before the end of Shemitah. So that's the opposite. It counts as an eighth year fruit, even though it was usur to do. It was an usur to do. So the same thing, says the Gemara. In temach shad, if you say the issue of chshad, yesh kan chshad, there's chshad here, right? Because he planted during Shemitah. Right, so he obviously is a balavarian, and we added a few words here. Look at the Mara fold the top line. Itamar monim, and if the issue is counting, ein kan monim. Right, there's no issue of counting. Why? Because in 5 years from now, people are going to think this is an eighth year tree, because that's when it goes by. Right, and therefore there wouldn't be an issue of monim. Va'asya, and the Gemara continues, and this our brisa, right, our mishnah and brisa, which said. What did they say? Our Mishnah said that if you plant during Shemitah, you got to rip it out. It didn't give any coolas about, oh, if you planted during the last 2 weeks during Shemitah. It just says you plant during Shemitah, which sounds like even if it's in the last 2 weeks, you got to rip it out. So, Asya, Kamanta Amrei, Bebnei, switch that girsa, Chshad. Right, it must be the going like the issue of the sheet of Chshad. Right, because if you planted it within the last two weeks of Shemitah, it's still us, so you still got to rip it out. Because chashad, according to the issue of monin, b'ram kamad amar mipnei monin, right, if you, we flip the gear. So if you say the issue is counting, kansu shogiyot mipnei mezid, would you make that knas in this case? No. You wouldn't make the knas in this case. Because this is counted as an eighth year fruit. In a couple of years from now, you're not going to think, they're not going to know that it was planted during Shemitah. So therefore, our Mishnah seems to be going like the opinion of chashad. Right, because it assers all eighth year, all Shemitah plantings, even if it was within the last 2 weeks of Shemitah. Period. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Again, all these are amazing halachas that we all have to know, and the basics of hafrasha. Ein tarim min amin al she'en amino. You can't be tarim al min al she'en amino. If I have oranges, I can't take some oranges for figs. Right, you can't be tarim. What we discussed the past couple of the Mishnayos? Olives for oil. Okay, that's close enough. Right, or raisins for grapes and wine, same sug. But if it's too totally meanim, can't do that. Ain't tarmi min al she'en amino. V'im tzaram ain't shumas truma. Right, and if you did, it doesn't work. Sometimes you get into shilas, what's called one min. What if you have different types of oranges or different types of grapes? Komin chitim echad, all types of wheat are one type. Komin te'enim, ugrogris v'dvela echad. All types of figs, dried figs, fresh figs, crushed figs, they're all one. V'tori mizel zeh, you could be torim on one for the other. Kol makom, next halacha. Kol makom sheyesh kohen torim min hayafeh. Whenever there's a kohen around, then you have to give him from the best stuff. Right, there's a pasuk like that, maybe a din daraisa, right? Look at the Bara folda. Dichsiv baharimchem es chelbo mimenu. Chelev, we darshin as chelbo, that means the best. The olma bin and chelbo. Right? You have to take the best. Right? You have to give the kohen some of the good stuff. V'kol magav shein kohen. What if there's no kohen? And you're gonna have to wait a month till the kohen comes to town. So then, better than giving from the best stuff, give from the stuff that will last the longest. Tori mina miskayim. You have to give, that's better for the Kohen. Right? What would the Kohen rather have? Give him the best stuff, and if he's not around, then give him from the stuff that's going to last the longest. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Rebbe Yehuda has an amazing shita. No, wrong. Even if there's no Kohen around for the next 3 weeks, la'ola mutori mina yafa. You still got to take from the best. That you have to do your thing. You have a mitzvah of afrasha, and you got to take from the best stuff. It's going to get spoiled before a Kohen comes. Okay, it'll get spoiled. That's not my issue. Not my issue. Again, interesting. Is the hafrasha more about the maisa hafrasha, or is about the result of getting it to the kohen? Right. Which one do you focus on? Again, and this machlokas, this shita for sure, Rabbi Yehuda, reflects a chilik between the hafrasha and the nesina. I think we mentioned this back in the hakdama of the masechta. The machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Ramban has a line in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He doesn't count He doesn't have this in the extra mitzvahs that he adds on, but at least conceptually, he writes this in Shoresh Yud Beis in the Shrasha, and the Ramban says, really, Hafrasha and Nesina should be two different mitzvahs. Two different mitzvahs. Separating it, because Hafrasha already gets rid of the Shem Tevel, even before I give it to the Kohen. So really, the Rambam has it as one mitzvah. Hafrasha and Nesina is one part of the process. And there's a lot of lumdis. Is the Hafrasha the beginning of the Nesina? Is the Nesina the Gemar Hafrasha? Maybe if there's time tomorrow, we'll read some of those formulations. But the Ramban says, it should be two separate ideas. You make a bracha on the hafrasha even before you give it to the kohen. But that idea is reflected conceptually in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's all about the hafrasha itself. You got to give from the best stuff, even if it's not going to last the longest until the kohen gets here. And what's an example of this? V'tarmin batzal katan shalem lo chati batzal gadol. It's better, even though big onions are better, it's better to be torim a whole small onion, which will last longer, right? We know onions or any fruit or vegetables, when before they're cut, they last longer. Or you have an orange, it can last for weeks. You open it, or an apple, it gets brown in 5 minutes. That's a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you think about that. An apple can stay on the tree for weeks. Right? And it's perfect and it stays fresh. You take it into your kitchen, you cut it, all of a sudden it's brown in 10 minutes. When Hashem's taking care of it, it stays for weeks. And when we take care of it, you know, we lose it. Amazing. But anyway, so a small onion lasts more, but the Tanakhama says that's why you should be torn the small onion. That's whole. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, low key, elachati batzal gadol. No, give the half of the big onion. Half the big onion, that's a better onion. So therefore, give that. V'cheinai Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tormin bitzalim b'bnei ha-medina ala kufrim, v'lo kufrim al b'nei ha-medina. Rabbi Yehuda also says, it's better to take the onions from the city dwellers, use those. Those are better onions, even though the ones from the villages, they last longer. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't matter. You have to take the ones from the medina, because those are better ones. V'bneishu machol politikas. Right, because those are fancier types of onions, and therefore you got to take from the big ones, or from the Medina ones, rather than from the village ones. There's a Rambam. The Rambam has an interesting, based on the Gemara, Menachas has like a middle shita. Based on the Gemara, says, even according to the Rabbanan, if you're in a place that knows, let's say, how to dry out figs, dried figs last longer, right, and fresh figs don't. But what if you're in a place that knows how to dry out figs? So the Rambam says, you should be mafresh the fresh figs and then dry them out. Right? Because then you try to get a little of both. Right? You do the hafrasha on the best. Right? And then you'll dry them. And then they'll last. Right? That's the Rambam in Hey Aleph of Trumas. Vim ragil lasos te'enim grogorus, torim min ha te'enim ala grogorus, afil b'makam shein bo kohen. Because then you'll just dry them, and then it'll be fine for the kohen. So that might be even according to the Rabbanon, if there's a way to be mafresh min hayofeh, you know, that's best to do. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we'll continue with all these dini hafrasha.